This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This is Let Me Tell You. Now, here's Joan Hamburg.
I know, it's almost Mother's Day. And people are already asking us, what can I do? What can I get? Where can I go? Well, you know, it depends on your mom. I like things like markets. So I would be really excited to go with the kids or friends to the Queen's Night Market. I can't resist things like that. And it has really good food. You're going to like it. Lots of different restaurants, lots of vendors. You can have dumplings, fried ice cream. Did you guys ever have that? You can have every kind of noodle or jerk chicken or delicious things from bakery. And in the market, you can find clothes, vintage clothes, photography, toys, stationery, soap, even things for your pets. You know, I was reading that this market attracted over 2 million people, launched over 350 new businesses, and represented over 90 countries through the vendors. I get the biggest kick out of things like that. And I know you should too, and you do it. It's fun to go to. So I went on a weekend, on a Saturday during the day. It was free. You walk in, and there are just, the whole face of New York is there, and it really makes a big difference. So some of these markets are worth going to. And that's the Queen's Night Market you're particularly going to enjoy. Then, theater. The theater is still the heart of New York. And Juliet is a play that you're going to love. Even plays that have been around forever, like Chicago, have a great cast. Now you can get a ticket to Hamilton or Funny Girl or MJ. The Michael Jackson play, everyone who comes out of that play is happy. They love it. It's a lot of fun. And Six is a lot of fun. And it's a show that if you have a young girl or a teenage girl or someone, they would get the biggest kick out of that. So I'm going to recommend it. And Neil Diamond, A Beautiful Noise, we had one of its leading actors on the other day. We love that show. And you, too, are going to enjoy it. So try to take advantage of the city, whether you're going to the Guggenheim Museum or you're going downtown to the Whitney Museum and exploring the Chelsea Market, doing things that are different, that make the city part of yours. And that's the way I feel. Once you know your way around. When I was just a kid, I started my love affair with New York. I didn't grow up in the city, but my mom would take me in almost every single Saturday to go to the neighborhood playhouse, School of the Theater. And then when the classes were over, and they were, to me, who as a kid wanted to be an actress, oh my gosh, it was something to dream of. We would get in the car, we'd go in, I'd go to my class at the neighborhood playhouse on the East 50s, and then I'd meet my mom, and we would go to Schraff's. Any of you ever hear of Schraff's? A famous restaurant staffed mostly with young women who had come from Ireland, and they'd wear this perky uniform and aprons, And it was like a real lunch. You'd have Schraff's famous lamb stew or anything like that. Cream chicken. I just loved it. And then my mother would say, we're going to go to the theater. And it wasn't like now where tickets, hundreds of dollars. I'd say, which show? She'd say, I don't know. We'll just walk along the street, pick a show. And we picked a show. And that's when I fell in love with theater. I still remember as a young girl sitting and it was quiet and the curtain would go up and I would hold my breath in anticipation and you could feel the whole audience doing that. And then we would have our incredible theater experience. Today it's a little bit different because tickets are, if it's a musical, over $200. We, so many of us who are involved in theater and love theater, have begged producers, please let people go to theater. They can't go to theater if they're going to pay hundreds of dollars a ticket, and they can't take their kids except on special days. I still get the biggest kick when I go to theater and I'll see a line around the block waiting for a ticket, no matter what the price is. And then I think, these people have spent so much money to go to the theater. They're buying their ticket. They're parking their car in a big overpriced garage. I mean, it's really crazy, but you don't forget. It's memorable. And when I was growing up, we'd come out of theater singing all the songs. Oklahoma, Finian's Rainbow, Brigadoon, all of them. Today, you sort of need a shrink to explain the meaning about what a plays are all about. Still, it's part of New York, and it's something you should do. And you can always stop into one of our old haunts, Sardi's, and feel that you are part of Broadway, and you are. And sometimes I'll just go to Sardi's and have scrambled eggs and bacon. Or their delicious turkey sandwich. And look at all the pictures of the actors and actresses surrounding us on the walls and think, this is my town. I belong here. I have a vested interest in it. And I know a lot of you feel that way too. And we on the air try very hard at ABC to make our lives and the information we're lucky to get and prone to part of your lives. So you're definitely our radio family. And anytime you have a question or you need anything, just feel free to reach out and call us. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us every Sunday. Yeah, we do the Joan Hamburg Show starting at 2:00. And we introduce you to a lot of our pals from Cheetah Rivera on and love to share it. And also get a glimpse at the fascinating lives of people, many of whom had tough struggles, but made it here. And that old saying, if you make it here, you can make it anywhere. It's all true. So again, as listeners, we cherish you. And I love you being part of our WABC family. Stay tuned. Lots more coming up. I'm Joan Hamburg.